Hello again, Person County. Welcome to the third Turn the Page show, and thank you for listening. Last time, I talked about books that left a lasting impression on me and about getting around to authors that have been prolific for years but just now made it to my reading list, like Nelson DeMille. I also said that after finishing two by DeMille, I had started reading a novel by one of my current favorite writers, Frederick Bachman. And I told you I would report on that book entitled Beartown on this show. Now, I did finish the book and enjoyed it for the most part, even though it's not his best to date. But the English version of this Swedish author's latest, which is a sequel to Beartown titled Us Against You, comes out next week. I will read it, even though the first in the series, in my humble opinion, lacked some of the surprising depth and poignancy that Bachman's previous books have been chock full of. So I'm going to wait, then, to review Beartown until after I've read its sequel, Us Against You. Today, then, I'll talk about a piece of highly entertaining and thought-provoking nonfiction I recently read. I even bought copies of this short book for three of my Roxboro Community School journalism students who graduated last week. These amazing young women were in my class for 4 years, and it was an honor for me to be able to watch them grow and discover their talents and take those talents to the highest level they could in high school. We grew incredibly close over the course of 4 years. They're my young'uns. So I wanted to get them something special for graduation, and of course, me being me, that something had to be a book of some sort. And I found the perfect one in Lauren Graham's In Conclusion, Don't Worry About It. On the first page of this delightful little book, the star of Gilmore Girls and Parenthood tells us that she was coerced by her father into being the graduation speaker at her Virginia high school a couple years ago. She begins the book with the hilarious tale of how her dad broke the news to her that she was, indeed, going to be the graduation speaker at Langley High School. Graham immediately goes into a tirade about how comedy actor Will Ferrell had been a graduation speaker the year before and had received many accolades and YouTube followers as a result. The Will Ferrell effect haunts her still, according to Graham's charming tongue-in-cheek account of the difficulty of speaking to your hometown folks, even after being on Broadway, TV, and the big screen. I bought a copy of the book for my seniors because I love Graham's tone and advice to not just young people, but all of us. That advice amounts to exactly what the title of the book says. In conclusion, don't worry about it. Let's face it, high school is all about trying to discover our individualism while also desperately working to fit in, or at least not stand out too obviously. Working in a high school and loving high school kids makes me especially sensitive to the things Graham cautions against in her book. For example, when talking about self-doubt and insecurity concerning what others think, Graham recounts, her first time on the Broadway stage. She tells us she was thrilled to have finally hit the big time after dreaming of acting since childhood. But, she writes, her performance would be great during one night's show and mechanical and stale the next night. After quite a bit of worry and confusion and some bad reviews, Graham says she finally figured out what was wrong. She says an actor friend told her that she didn't seem free in the show. You aren't starring in it yet, her friend counseled. Graham writes, and I quote, "Well, of course I wasn't doing anything as audacious as starring in the show. How could I, when I was so certain that I didn't deserve to be there in the first place?" That sentiment rings true when I think of my high school students. Those who don't believe in themselves may have immense talent, but can't quite make the best of it because they don't think they deserve it. One of my kids who graduated last week thanked me in a card filled with her beautiful prose for pushing her out of her comfort zone and allowing her to realize how talented she is as a writer and a photographer. That makes my heart swell to immeasurable proportions. Graham perfectly relates that feeling in her little book of advice. The book, she tells us, is an adaptation of the graduation speech she was more than happy to deliver at her alma mater. She tells readers we have to believe in ourselves in order to achieve our goals and make our dreams come true. She cautions, however, that we have to look at ourselves, our talents, our characteristics, and life in general realistically. Graham says, and I quote, "When you finally achieve one of your goals, which you will, and at long last get to a place you dreamed of for years, and it doesn't exactly feel the way you hoped it would, don't worry about it." She explains that she's had few achievements that felt as good as the small things in life, like a good cup of coffee or a game with coworkers while on break. "Because the spotlight aspect of life," she writes, "that's not the satisfying part." In her career, Graham says, she has been in the spotlight many times, and it was perfectly adequate. It was just fine. It was something, but it wasn't everything. I think that's about the best advice anyone could give to teenagers, or really people of any age. Appreciate the little things, but believe you can achieve the big things if you try hard enough. Graham goes on to say it took her a long time to figure out that small accomplishments could be just as or even more rewarding than the big things we strive for. She writes, and I quote again, "In real life, I've found progress lives in small and seemingly uneventful accomplishments. The homework you finished, the journal you remembered to write in, the same run you took on the same path as yesterday. Those little things may not seem like much, but over time, they add up to something bigger. They become the foundation of your life, building blocks on the way to all those milestone moments." Graham continues, "It's undeniably fun to call your parents and tell them someone noticed you in a measurable way, a good grade, a raise, some positive feedback, or to get recognized by others on the big days, like when you get into college or find your first job, or, of course, when you graduate." But, the author cautions, those days are few and far more rare than the many, many more days when you and your work go unnoticed. "In the meantime," Graham says, "perform every job as if you're being well paid. Why not treat yourself now as the success you dream of becoming? Respect yourself and your work as you would if you were being paid to be the boss. And I bet you'll climb the ladder even faster." When I advise my students about successfully navigating the waters of adulthood and life, I could find no better words than Graham's. As I said, this marvelous little book was my gift to some special young women who are about to embark on the crazy journey called life in the real world. I'm extremely happy that I stumbled upon and could offer them the wise words of Lauren Graham. If you have a special graduate or anyone else in your life that you think would benefit by these wise words, the book is available in hardback, ebook, and audiobook. It was published by Penguin Random House. Thank you for listening, and happy reading.